Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com, and that is Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you, sir. Is everybody healthy there?
So far.
Good.
I don't know how bad the coronavirus is, but compared to the SHOT Show crud, it ain't nothing.
Yeah, that's no fun.
I don't know what is in the SHOT Show crud, but it is very thick, and it just messes with me. I hated having it. And I had it, and I got over it, then I relapsed. I mean, that's how sticky it is. It just will not let go. So, are we seeing a run on guns during the coronavirus?
We are seeing a historic run on guns from everyone I talk to. I've talked to a variety of retailers around the country, searched on Facebook for reports from a few gun stores. One very large gun store I talked to in the upper Midwest today said they've been in business since the mid-50s, and Saturday was twice as big as their biggest day ever. They've never seen anything like it before.
Wow.
They sold a ton of ammunition. They sold a ton of guns. They're all out of ARs. I'm hearing the same thing from a store in Florida, a store called Spartan Arms out in Las Vegas. Put up a video of their store on Facebook. I've never been there. I've driven past it. It's a very large store. And they showed nothing but empty shelves. They have about a dozen guns, maybe half a dozen rifles, and another six or eight handguns that they have left. They've got no ammo left. They've got almost no guns left. They've just been... A plague of locusts went through and just pulled everything out of their store.
So much for the Trump slump, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed earlier this morning the market was down 2,700 points. But Ruger, American Outdoor, which used to be Smith & Wesson, and Vista, which is Federal, among other firearm brands, no longer Savage. All three of those gun-related publicly held companies... their stock was up while the market was way, way down.
Well, the stock market, that'll be back. I'm not that,
I know
a lot of people looking at everybody looking at the stock market. They're like, 600,000. The stock market is still over 20,000, right? I mean, that's still a post-Trump thing. Wasn't the highest it ever got to before that 13,000?
Yeah, I think it was around 18,000 on election day or something like that. I don't know. It's still well up, and it'll recover once this all passes.
Yeah.
The fundamentals of the economy seem to be very strong.
So now, is this gun run? Now, this gun run is not equal everywhere it goes. Like, I'm sure in California, a lot of the pilgrims there that don't own guns and don't know what you have to go through to buy a gun or ammunition or anything else associated with it are probably like, wait, what? I got to do what? I got to pass what?
Yeah, this whole process is, I'm sure, coming as a surprise to a lot of people who get their news from CNN and listen to their people like Dianne Feinstein, where it's, you know, or Cory Booker said it's easier to buy a gun than check out a book in a library or something like that.
Yeah, especially New Jersey.
Exactly.
His home
exactly.
State,
yeah. I mean, a couple of tweets went out over the weekend showing a store, one I think in Culver City, California, and another one in Burbank, and they were just lined about the door for quite a ways trying to get in and buy firearms. And I'm sure those people expected to walk out that day with those guns, but you can't do that in California. They have a 10-day waiting period.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, people in Illinois have gone in to buy a gun, and if they didn't already have a firearm owner's ID card, they're just told to just turn around and leave the store and then go through the process, the online process of applying for one of those, which takes about a minimum of 60 days. So if you don't have a firearm owner's ID card and you think about buying your first gun in Illinois, good luck with that.
See, it's things like this that make me wonder how many new conservatives are born during this particular time. Like in California, if there's a background check on ammunition, is there a waiting period on ammunition too?
I don't believe there's a waiting period, but someone else sent out an image from a Walmart store from Saturday when things were really crazy. And Walmart had put a sign on their ammo cabinets that was saying that the state background check system was down, so they weren't able to sell any ammo at all.
Right.
So that's always fun.
That's fun, especially when you think you're in the middle of the coronavirus Armageddon.
Yeah. Yeah, fortunately, I haven't heard of any outbreaks of violence or anything like that. So, I don't think anybody has any immediate need for their firearms, but all these people that are waking up now and saying, you know what, the president declared a national emergency. I'd sure like the ability to protect myself and my family in case the local constabulary is otherwise occupied. Those people are now waking up to what it takes to actually buy a firearm in this country legally.
Yeah.
Hopefully the process will open their eyes a little bit and maybe have them rethink the people they vote for, I'm hoping.
Yeah,
maybe
that makes me wonder.
Hoping in vain, but
no, well, it's always something, though. It only takes one incident for activists to be born, doesn't it? I noticed that, and I agree with him, I'm not going to get too deep into it, but John Bach was out there saying you need to tool up every time you head out the door. I don't know to what degree he's talking about. I know if he's in Illinois, I know what tooling up means in Illinois. It doesn't mean the same thing as it does in the upstate of South Carolina, or Texas probably, but when we get back, I want to ask you a question. I'm going to ask you the question now, and you can be thinking about it. You haven't written about it, but maybe somebody sent you some stuff, but I can't tell you. How many people have been sending me stuff saying that this is man-made, it was made here in the United States, and it was put out so that they could impose martial law? And we can talk about that when we get back. I'd like to hear your opinion on that, if you heard anything about it. I mean, I could be wrong about that, but then again, I used to work in the military, and I know exactly what it takes. So, anyway, but, hey, I digress. TheTruthAboutGuns.com, this is where Dan works every day. This is where the latest news is, and over the course of this thing, I can honestly tell you that the latest news has been here, because this is where I've been picking up some of the stuff I'm talking about. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. Have you received or seen anything about what I mentioned before we went to the break, Dan?
The only thing I've seen along those lines has been propaganda being put out by the Chinese government trying to dodge blame for this whole thing. A deputy director of information for the foreign ministry tweeted over the weekend an article that showed, quote unquote, further evidence that the virus originated in the U.S. Sure it did. Anybody saying that this sort of escape bug from Fort Detrick and it's all the U.S.'s fault or an excuse to impose martial law here is wearing his Reynolds wrap on his head just a little too tight for me.
Well, you know, now, if this was the Obama administration or the O'Biden administration or the Rodham Clinton administration, I could see partially this desire to impose martial law. But doesn't the president have to actually instigate that? Isn't that what he does? Isn't that part of his thing?
I would think so, but I mean, I'm cynical. I'm very, very cynical. But even I am not so cynical to think that Hillary or Barack Obama or somebody like that would pull something that could.
See, I'll tell you why I'm cynical. I'm going to tell you why I'm cynical of this. And during the Cold War, the Chi-Coms and the Soviets, they both trained with real nerve agents and real chemical agents, right? And this would be to give their troops, which they were operating with, like, basically middle-aged technology, although we didn't know it at the time, give them confidence in their equipment. And then the wind would shift, and the chain of command would get wiped out because they'd be watching it down on the hill, and the wind would shift and blow it over there. And then, you know, the Russians would be looking up there going, the comrades are falling over. What's going on? And that's the thing about chemical agents, biological agents, any sort of disease, which biological agent would be what this would be. And there's just no way to control it once it starts. And it can blow back and hit you right in the face. And it does a lot of times. And that's why it's never been used. Unless it's something like a powder, like mustard gas was, or CS gas was used in Vietnam. But for the most part, biological and chemical agents just don't get used, nerve agents, because they just, you know, they are very much dependent upon the environment, and they degrade in the environment. This has been going on for about, what, 6 weeks now? 2 weeks? 8 weeks? What's this been going on for?
Well, if you believe some reports, it's been going on since late October, early November in China. That's apparently when it started, and they hushed it up as well as they could through into January. But even if it just started in January, who knows? It's been out weeks now. Weeks,
well, I mean,
at least, maybe months.
You know, SARS started in China. Mm-hmm. All of the coronaviruses are a brand of virus that comes out of animals, and most of them come from China. And that's because at China, when you go to a real restaurant in China, they're not selling sesame chicken. It looks like a petting zoo. And you're out there going, I want one of those. And they not only are going to give you one of those, they're going to give you that one. They're going to take it in there and kill it and serve it to you. And bats, they eat soup with bats, which bats have coronavirus in them. Then they like pangolins, which, do you know what a pangolin is?
I do not.
The pangolin looks like a cross between an armadillo and a little anteater. And in the pangolin, coronavirus is in the 99th percentile of the coronavirus looks the same in them as it does in us.
Yeah.
So they're eating pangolin, and then it happens in Wuhan, and then everybody's out there saying, well, This was all done by the U.S. military to put martial law in place. No, it wasn't. It happened at the petting zoo in Wuhan. Listen, when I worked in military intelligence in the 80s, the contingencies we planned for, some of the things we planned to do if we had to do them were, I mean, it would, you know, they were chilling in your spine. But we trained to do them, and we trained to do a lot worse than this if we had to do it here in the United States. And, you know, this happened. That's the other thing. I've heard that they did a dry run for this, that Bill Gates did a dry run for this, and they did a dry run for this in Wuhan and all this other stuff. And, you know, I hear about those all the time, and I just don't know. Why can't we just look at it and say this is a virus?
Yeah, I think that that's actually what it is. What the actual source of it was in China, whether it was a naturally occurring thing, whether it was not a naturally occurring thing, whatever it was, it came out of China and spread from there, clearly. Now we all have to deal with it, and we're dealing with the best we can, and we will get past this. It's apparently going to burn itself out. The question is how quickly it does, though. And hopefully it's not a recurring thing that comes back every year like the regular flus we deal with.
Well, I mean, I would have rather had coronavirus than what I had from SHOT Show, which was the flu.
Yeah, I mean, the flu is no fun at all, and it does kill a lot of people.
It's already killed 25,000 people in the United States this year.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and in the meantime, we got 22 veterans killing themselves a day. We're not throwing any money at that. But, hey, this is good press. I look at this as purely a panic that has been driven by the press. And, you know, nobody's getting out there and saying, well, you know, two-thirds of the people that died, they all died in one place in Washington State. Maybe we should burn that to the ground.
Well, I mean, I think the coronavirus is very real. I think it's a very real threat.
Sure.
No question at all. That said, I think the press, once again, has not distinguished itself, and I think they've done what they do is so often is the 24-hour coverage.
You can finish that thought, because I really want to hear this coming from you. I want it, because folks, Dan is really quite a mild-mannered, soft-spoken person, but he's about to cut loose, and this is going to be good. So you hold on, if you would, till we get through this break, and for what Dan talks about and the kind of things that you want to see, you can find this all at thetruthaboutguns.com. That's where he works, and that's where it's all at. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New White House guidelines are recommending that people avoid gatherings of more than 10 people. During a White House briefing, President Trump says everyone has a critical role to play in stopping the transmission of the coronavirus.
Engage in schooling from home when possible. Avoid discretionary travel and avoid eating and drinking at bars, restaurants.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is updating us on the weekend cyber attack at the Department of Health and Human Services.
Fortunately, we have extremely strong barriers. We had no penetration into our networks. We had no degradation. Of the functioning of our networks. We had no limitation of our capacity for people to telework.
Azar says it's not known who was behind the attack and notes the investigation is underway. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. When we last left off, if I had some good daytime soap opera music, I'd be playing it right now. Because when we last left off, Dan was about to go just the Zimmerman version of ballistic, I guess. Because you were getting ready to talk about the media. Tell me about the media.
Yeah, well, as should be obvious to most people, they thrive by getting people as agitated as possible. And as President Barack Obama used to say, getting people all wee-weed up. And they've been doing that for a long time. But at the same time, in the last 3+ years, they've done a wonderful job of destroying their own credibility. They've done that through, you know, Russian hookers, Russian collusion, all sorts of false narratives, you know, chaos in the White House. The Trump people are about to all quit. I can't think of all on the top of my head, but there's a list of the things that they were reporting as imminent, factual. All these things are going on, and it's virtually none of them came to pass. They were proved wrong in almost every situation, and the president quoted coined a great term for that. It's called fake news, which has really stuck, and it's very applicable. Now, I'm not saying that the coronavirus is fake news. I don't think it is at all. But people who spend their time watching Fox, CNN, MSNBC, all the cable news networks, and the regular ones as well, are getting hysterical, I think, when they don't need to. They need to follow some basic rules to take care of themselves and the people around them during this during the virus outbreak. And I think most people will be just fine. That doesn't mean this isn't a serious situation. I think it's very serious. I don't think our national media does us any favors at all by the way they cover this and a lot of the garbage information they pass around.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think of some of these things, like what happened in Champaign, Illinois, where they're trying to, well, I mean, they basically want to just go full on, what would it be, totalitarian in Champaign?
Yeah,
because of coronavirus?
I tweeted something about this the other day, because I think this is one of the benefits of all this is that all these little petty authoritarians self-identify for us all, so we know who they are. Champaign City Council voted itself all sorts of emergency powers to violate the Constitution, including appropriating property and banning the sale and carry of guns, things like that. The mayor of New Orleans has done the same thing. She's got emergency authority, if necessary, to suspend, limit the sale, dispensing, or transport of alcoholic beverages, firearms, explosives, and combustibles. I'm pretty sure she can't do that, especially under some of the post-Katrina laws that were passed there. But this is happening in a variety of jurisdictions around the country. I think Elgin, Illinois, has done a similar thing. Note the common thread there with Illinois. In these types of emergency situations, there are a lot of people who want to, quote-unquote, take control and assert their authority, announce their presence with authority, to quote Nuke LaLouche. They want to use the power and levers of government to accomplish a lot of things that they'd dearly love to do during regular times but can't. And I think this gives them the excuse to do those things. Whether or not it actually makes their citizens any safer, and most of the time I think it doesn't. I think all it does is empower local government to trample on the rights of the people who vote for these people.
Well, yeah, I mean on a regular basis, but I mean I just love where we find all this authority, where they signed the executive order giving them the authority. That's just rich. How big are, like in Champaign, Illinois, how big is their police department? Who's going to enforce this segue from going to, what are they, a county or a village, to now they're going to be a fife?
Yeah, I don't know how big their police department is. It's a decent-sized town. I've been there once or twice, and that's the home of the University of Illinois, obviously, which is a pretty large operation. So I'm sure they have a decent sized police department, but I have a feeling that there isn't going to be a lot of appetite for arresting people who lawfully carry a firearm with a concealed carry license in Champaign, Illinois, on the part of the local PD.
Let me ask you a question. This is just conjecture. Do you think there'd be any if they would get out there and do this thing where they're like, well, time to confiscate guns, beer and alcohol, explosives, get out there and do it, police. Do you think the police would be like, oh, right away, Your Highness? Or what do you think? How do you think that would work out?
No, I mean, if things ever got to the point where they're bad enough that the local executive invoked those kinds of powers, I think the police are would have their hands full with much bigger problems, like looting, fire in the streets, that type of thing. And I think confiscating people's stashes of beer and bourbon will be way down on the list.
Yeah, that'd be that. I mean, am I supposed to sit here while I do nothing during coronavirus and just be sober?
How can we be expected to do that?
I don't want to do that. Have you got like an alarm going off or something?
No, sorry. I have to take care of that. Something turned on.
Anyway, when we come back, let's take a look at some. Let me see. Where is this? About the preppers. I talk this way about preppers all the time. And then as soon as we get out there and talk about the preppers and, you know, give them their props, as soon as the emergency goes away, everybody forgets about the preppers. Now this is a nationwide emergency. What do you think, Dan? Do you think this will be a new awakening for the respect for the preppers? But don't answer that right now because we're going into the next break.
Okay.
Now, of course, for those of you that like you want to read about this or whatever, you can go to thetruthaboutguns.com, and there you will find the fruits of Dan's labor. He and his team of writers and contributors, and read the comments. The comments are worth the time. Take a look at that as well. It is a full-on suite of every possible thing that has to do with the topic that you could possibly imagine. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Join me, George Dory, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here we go!
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We are talking to Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com. And we're about to talk about the preppers. Now, do you remember Hurricane Sandy when that came in? The preppers were the ones that saved everybody in those New Jersey neighborhoods. Do you remember that?
I do remember Sandy.
And then everybody forgot about it.
Yeah, people have really short memories in this country.
I guess so.
Really works against us. We tend to get through a bad situation and then think it's over and it'll never happen again.
That's definitely true. Prepping is something that, I mean, you don't have to prep. Like, your article is talking about a prepper who's put enough stuff together to last him for years. How much actual stuff do you think somebody needs to prep for as far as just food? What do you think? Two, three weeks?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I mean, I make sure we always have at least that much around. We actually keep more than that, but I mean, I don't consider myself a prepper. I just feel comfortable knowing I've got enough, you know, in case the crazy storm or power outage or whatever. I've been through ice storms when I was living back up in St. Louis. You know, we lost power for a week. You know, you need to be able to handle those kinds of situations.
And we've got a bunch of ads playing right now for that kind of stuff, and this is when you should go buy it. If it's out there, you should buy it, and you should not wait until you get to the grocery store and you're like, "I need toilet paper." They don't have none.
Yeah, and, the morning after the president declares a national emergency.
Yeah.
It's not really the time to do it. That's when everybody does it. All the people that have never paid attention are then out running around like chickens with their heads cut off, trying to find toilet paper and ramen noodle soup and, you know, shelves, every kind of shelf-stable food you can think of, and diapers. You needed to do that earlier. No, just don't forget about your dogs out there, folks, too.
Right.
That's pretty important. You gotta feed the doggies.
That's right. But I mean, and that's true. That is absolutely true, because dogs pay for themselves as far as alerts and warning of somebody coming in on you and everything else. But are you going to walk around more strapped than normal?
More than normal, no. But I will make sure that I am. Well, I'm probably going to. A lot of times I'll just carry a little pocket gun or something like that. I think I'm going to be carrying something a little more capable than that.
A little more substantial.
Yeah.
That, I think that's probably a pretty good idea. I know most people carry little pocket guns. I carry at least, and I'm not going to name the guns that but the Glock 45, I carry that size of gun most of the time. Just for the capacity. Just because I don't have to change, you know, reload it that often, that kind of thing. That's what I'm looking for. But all that being said, I think everybody should have. What do you think about MREs? The reason I like MREs is because, you know what? With every MRE, you get a ration of toilet paper.
I was not aware of that.
You do. You do. I wish they had the old C rations, because back in the day of the C rations, you got a Zippo lighter and some cigarettes and, you know, all kinds of stuff. You got crazy stuff back then. But now it's a new day, and, you know, nobody smokes and all that other stuff. We're all politically correct. But you do get toilet paper.
Oh, that's a good thing. Because one thing always results in another.
Yes. Well, that sort of explains thing about MREs. But I buy cases of those whenever I can find them. I've got about four of those right now, and I've got some freeze dried stuff if things get really bad.
Yeah, that stuff lasts for years and years and years. You don't have to worry about it.
So that's what I look to. Some of these guys, they actually plan on dining well, don't they? The prep.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it just depends on how you want to prep. I mean, you can fill your freezer with all kinds of very nice cuts of meat, and you know, you've got a barbecue or a smoker. You could be smoking a turkey in the back, or there's all kinds of ways to do it. Or you can do, you know, the rice and beans and oatmeal and that kind of stuff, and boxes of the ramen noodles and that kind of thing too. And
right.
those will sustain you too. There's all kinds of ways to do it and all kinds of different budgets. But the point is, you really need to do that kind of stuff, because obviously we're not going to get hit by a crazy virus very often.
Well, in California, they're talking about having the big one, and they say if they have the big earth, that they're going to be without services for 4 weeks.
Exactly. For these things do happen. Natural disasters happen, and you have to be ready to handle it yourself, and just be able. You got to hunker down until people can get you help. Because in a widespread thing like a California earthquake or a big storm in like Sandy. I mean, the aftermath of Sandy was a nightmare that took weeks to deal with. And you really, you know, a lot of times you just don't want to be rushing out to the grocery store if you don't have to, for God's sake. So, yeah, I mean, it's just normal common sense to be able to keep yourself stocked and supplied until it's much more convenient.
I do think it has to be said that if you're going to do that, though, that you need to take in consideration that if you are smoking a turkey, you're giving away your position. It just depends on where you're at and how bad the situation is. If it's a really bad situation while you're smoking the turkey, you may have to repel the hordes as they come.
Because there's a whole lot of hungry people without food around you, and they smell that. It takes a good 8 or 10 hours to smoke a turkey.
Yeah.
A long time to let that waft through the neighborhood.
I live right next to a beef farm. My dad used to be it smells like a bunch of cows right now, but if it came down to it, you know, after I run out of the freeze-dried stuff. My dad used to be a butcher. I can go liberate him from his golf course that used to be, you know, used to be the cat's meow, as they would have said back in the day. I can bring him here with his knives, and then we can grill steaks, because I don't have a smoker to smoke a turkey, but we can grill steaks, and then I got to repel the hordes from that one. But, you know, I'm equipped for that, so.
That's like a porterhouse when you're hungry.
Yeah, nothing like it. Now, we would grill that whole gentleman. I'd be grilling the stuff that nobody grills. I mean, who knows when that's going to happen again, but it just comes down to, like Dan said, having a little common sense, because, you know, it's sort of odd, though, that nobody picks up on that, because they carry spare tires and first aid kits, but they won't get a little bit of food and a little bit of water just to sit in there that's not going to go bad.
Yeah, and all these people that have been sneering and making fun of these quote-unquote doomsday preppers all these years.
Welcome to doomsday. So yeah, dude. Doomsday is this week. It's happening this week as they continue on. And obviously, a lot of people think that, huh? Have they picked them dry? Have they picked the shelves dry in Austin?
The stores here are doing a remarkably good job of restocking. You know, some of things like toilet paper, paper towels, things like that disappeared. But then they'd be back the next day. Although I haven't been to the grocery store much. I've just avoided it. There's no reason to go. I've got everything I need. But, you know, and they're all doing next day curbside pickup, so you don't even have to go in. You know, you can arrange that. Just pull in. They'll put it right in your trunk for you, so you don't be among the people and all that. So if you want to isolate yourself even more, so that, they seem to be handling it pretty well.
Good deal. I would expect them to in Austin, because there in Austin there's marijuana in the streets, and you just pull off a cobblestone and smoke it. No need to get jacked up, because Austin is where it's at. I want to thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me. Stay healthy over there.
Maybe next week we'll be talking about how that was really quick, but, you know, we'll see how time goes on. The truthaboutguns.com. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Coming up next, we got the third hour coming in, and I'm going to get a little plain about certain things, but stand by. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.